Chapter 7. Basil's Last Goodbye. It was on the 9th of November, the evening before his 38th birthday. He often remembered this. He was walking home from dinner at Lord Henry's, and the night was dark and foggy. At the corner, a man with a large bag in his hand passed him. Dorian saw that the man was Basil Hallward, but did not stop. "Dorian!" Basil cried, and Dorian felt the painter's hand on his arm. "This is lucky. I've come to see you. I'm going to Paris on the midnight train, and I wanted to say goodbye."
"Basil!" cried Dorian. "I didn't see you in this fog. I'm sorry that you are going away, but will you be back soon?"
"No, I am leaving for 6 months to work on a painting," replied Basil, and the two of them walked on together. "But I don't want to talk about me. Here we are at your house."
He followed Dorian into the library.
"Would you like a drink?" Dorian asked.
"No, thank you," replied the painter, and put his coat on a chair. "And now, my friend, I want to say something important."
"What's it about?" Dorian said, and sat down. "I hope it's not about me. I am bored of me tonight."
"It is about you," said Basil slowly, "and I must say it. Dorian, people are saying terrible things about you and your life. Did you know that?"
"No," replied Dorian, "and I don't want to know. I like rumours about other people, but rumours about me are boring."
"They should interest you, Dorian," Basil replied. "You are a gentleman, so your good name is very important. But I can't believe these rumours when I see you, because it is possible to read people's lives in their faces, and your face is still very innocent. But I never see you now, Dorian. I only hear bad things about you." "I hear that the Duke of Berwick leaves the room when you come into it. No innocent girl should meet Dorian Gray, Lord Staveley said to me last week. He was your friend before. And what about Adrian Singleton? He had to leave England because he borrowed so much money and could not pay his bills. Many young men have lost their good names because of you."
"Please stop, Basil," said Dorian angrily. "You know nothing about these things. People love to say terrible things about other people. But how do they live?"
"Dorian," cried Basil. "When you met Lord Henry, his sister's name was Clean. Now no good woman will talk to her. People have seen you at the docks and going into terrible places. Are these rumours true? Do I really know you, Dorian? I would like to see your soul."
"To see my soul?" said Dorian.
"Yes," replied Basil. "But of course that is not possible. Only God sees your soul."
The younger man laughed.
"Not possible, but you shall see my soul tonight," he cried, and he took a lamp from the table. "Come, it is your own work."
Dorian went upstairs with Basil close behind him. When they came to the top of the house, Dorian opened the door with the key. The two men walked into a large room. There was not much in it. Just a small chair and a table. There was a curtain on one of the walls. Everything smelled old and dirty.
"Now,"
Pull back that curtain, and you will see my soul, said Dorian. His voice was cold and cruel.
You are crazy, Dorian, said Basil slowly.
You won't pull it back, cried the young man. Then I must do it for you.
And he took the curtain and threw it onto the floor. The painter's mouth opened when he saw the terrible face smiling back at him. It was Dorian's, but it was not beautiful now. The thin hair was still quite blonde, and there was a bit of red in the mouth, but he looked very different. There was something ugly in his eyes, and he had an old man's body. When he saw it, Basil felt ill.
My God, who has done this? Basil said. Why has the portrait changed? What does it mean?
He turned to look at Dorian. The young man was watching him and smiling.
Years ago, when I was 20, said Dorian, you said nice things to me. You taught me to love my beauty. Then you introduced me to Lord Henry, and he told me wonderful things about youth and beauty.
I remember it, cried Basil. But it's not possible.
What's not possible? Said the young man quietly.
He walked to the window and put his face against the cold glass.
There was nothing bad in my picture when I painted it, cried Basil. You were beautiful and innocent. But this face is ugly and terrible.
It is the face of my soul, Basil, shouted Dorian, but he was trying not to cry.
Basil turned back to the painting.
My God, is it true? He said. And have you really lived like this?
He sat down on the small chair and put his face in his hands.
What a terrible lesson, he said quietly.
There was no answer, but he could hear Dorian crying at the window.
It is not too late, Dorian, Basil said. You must speak to God, and he will forgive you.
Dorian looked at the picture, and he hated Basil more than he hated anything.
He looked around the room and saw an old knife on the table. He moved past Basil and quietly picked it up. Then he ran at him and stabbed the knife into his neck again and again and again.